Good morning to all of you and welcome. I would like to confirm that yesterday we have completed our negotiation, the operation that has been completely in a relatively short time. We already knew the company very well, the De La Rony company, so we were close to the acquisition in September 2014, according to higher values than the values that we have achieved now. But throughout the 2 years, we have increased our conviction that this is the right decision, this is the right direction. So I'm very proud and very happy today to announce the completion of this operation. So I would like, of course, we are ready to answer all your questions, but I would like to give you some important, strong information from the qualitative and the strategic viewpoint so that you can be more informed in order to ask your questions. The company is one of the major companies in our field of activity. In the field of activity we are looking at, our strong message is that this is a step. This is not the final goal. This is just one intermediate step. But this company has all the necessary conditions and characteristics that will allow to reach very significant performance results. First of all, the sector of operation, it's a digitally protected sector, so stable consumption, very fragmented sector. So the margins are extremely interesting, and all players, De La Rony is one of the first three players in the world. All players today have a dimensional problem. They are all suffering at EBITDA level. Nobody has reached the critical mass that is necessary yet. So we have all the conditions that will allow us to do a good job. And then De La Rony, their DNA is exactly the same as Fila. So the company is extremely integrated in production terms, has got a very wide assortment, very wide line of products. They cover all the different needs and also the distribution channel expected by the users, by consumers. And you know, this is a great strategic edge for us. It also represents an area for improvement of our costs. Another important fact, and here we have figures about quantities, not only perspective and estimates, but the great increase of distribution for colors for children and colors for teenagers and adults. So I think this is overlapping. This is a very clear direction, a very clear strategy. And of course, when we talk about synergies with Fila, one of the main important elements is that this company is a market leader, for example, in the UK, where Fila, in spite of a good job and high profitability, we are still very small there. So with a synergy in distribution, Fila will benefit from important benefits in terms of growth of its own business. So I think these are the main facts. And De La Rony, again, it's just a first step for us. It's not the final goal, it's not the final goal of our operations. So I will now leave space to questions in order to go into deeper information later on. I remind the participants to press star 1 in order to make a reservation for your question. Alessandro Cecchini from Equita. Good morning. Good morning to all of you, and thank you for the short introduction and presentation. I have some questions. First of all, could you give us the EBITDA, the latest, the last report from 2014, and also the forecast for this year? And also, we would like to know if the generation of a positive number. And also the second question is about the expectations to improve the margin that I believe is quite low. So I would like to understand what is a reasonable frame, time frame, in order to bring the EBITDA margin closer to the average value for the group. And my third question is about the structure of the financing. You paid 80 million for equity plus loan. So I would like to understand whether there are other debts in the company you have acquired, for example, banking debt or other debts, and what is the pension liabilities amount that you will bring into the group. A fourth question is about the costs of the financing and also the extra bulk that you have required, the 130 million referred. Is that to cover the net working capital requirements of Fila or Daler? And finally, I would like to understand better whether you can give us a little color on the cash generation of the acquired company and also on their net working capital requirements. Thank you. So, first question, Stefano De Rosa will answer, and also the debt at turnover revenue level, EBITDA, adjusted 2014, is about 4.5 million pounds. Obviously, the company will be brought to the group margin, which is approximately 17%. At 2015 plan, the turnover is stable. We will bring it to the Fila margin group rate, so 6.5 million EBITDA pounds. That's our forecast. Thank you. Obviously, 2014 for them was a critical year. They had to reorganize the company according to the due diligence results from us. 2015, we saw a good recovery, although I have not seen details. I think that the strong pound currency impair their results, but part of our synergies will be in the UK, so the pound for the future will be more neutral, I would say. The effect of the pound will be more neutral. As regards 2016, you have to consider, Alessandro, that our sector, the last quarter, 2015, you see you have a good approximation of what is going to be the next year for a very simple reason for retailers. 2016 standalone is already a good recovery, so without synergies. This is a positive fact for us because we could manage our synergies without an excessive pressure, and their numbers will become interesting numbers for us. This is because, as you know, during the year, we are concentrating, we are focusing on a return that will be around 2017, when our synergies will, of course, become more significant, and they will bring the company in line with our expectations as a group. Also because we have expectations for growth at Fila, in Fila, so we imagine. So you imagine 2017 to reach an EBITDA margin more or less in line with the average group, about 17%. Yes, I would say yes. We should not forget that right now we are in an acquisition position. Well, let's say this is a sector that has dimensional problems, as I mentioned before. So if you can, this is a company that has already important synergies with Mynaree and Lyra, and they market pencils. Now they will have Lyra at their disposal. So both Mynaree and Lyra, they had dimensional problems in the past. Lyra, for example, at quantities level, they have almost doubled their sales. So with a structure that starts to become efficient, like De La Rowney and Lyra, if we, let's say we are able to make another operation, the profitability could even be higher than the average, the group average. So let's say from this viewpoint, we are quite confident, quite positive, because the logic principles are the same in both sectors. Consumer consumption is stable. It's not subject to fashion or fashionable trends. There are companies that date back to hundreds of years ago, their establishment, their foundation. So I think I don't want to be without being too aggressive. I can give you a number for Fila. In Italy, Fila, on the Italian market, we have about 70 million. UK has a similar absorption capacity, but Fila makes 4 million euros in the UK now with a new acquisition. I think, I don't want to, of course, to be too optimistic in figures, but I think you should consider that if I go visit some important British customers, and we have done a good job in England, but I think now we have a good opportunity here. I'm very happy because I can guarantee the group a growth that is given for granted, let's say, in the next few years, because we are going to acquire distribution, we are going to have a higher negotiation power, and supplier will become a global supplier for colors. So you should look at the situation from this viewpoint. This is the correct focus. However, standalone, they have good numbers for 2016. So they have already normalized their profit for 2015-2016 standalone, or is it still necessary? Well, I can give you some explanation about 2015. They were very aggressive on financing with partners. Maybe Stefano can give you some more details. So let us explain their policies in detail. As Massimo mentioned, we can confirm that the financing that we use for the operation, that if you don't consider the financial cost for partners that they had in their holdings, and also extraordinary effects, they are even. What about the structure? What about the structure of the operation in terms of the transaction itself? Were there any other debts? The operation repaid ordinary and preference shares, the loan notes issued by the partners, the shareholders, and also to replace the banking financing that they had. So the finance partners, the shareholders, and the banks has been completely replaced with our financing, £15 million. You also asked about the cost of the financing. Up in letter 2, 2.5, 150. What about the rates? We're talking current rates. We're talking about 3%. I don't know if it's a medium long. 2 points, 2 points, 2%. 2 percentage points. It's a particularly positive situation at the moment for debts. Talking about pension, your question from your last assessment, we have estimated a surplus. There is no need to, there even, there is a slight surplus. So it's a neutral situation. I don't think it's a significant, it's a non-relevant. So if that was the meaning of your question, yes, because usually British companies, they have pension liabilities. So if I'm not wrong, with 65 million, you have repaid the debt in intergroup, intercompany of the shareholder, but not 50 million net financial position. So on top of the 80 million you bring home. And so you're talking about euros or pounds, pounds. We're talking about pounds. So you're correct. 15 PFM net. So the enterprise value is 80 million euros plus 15 million EBP. Thank you. And also, I had another question about the net working capital of the acquired company and also on their capability of generating cap, if they had similar mechanism as yours, if you could give us more details on this matter. From this viewpoint, we are quite positive and confident because this business has a different season characteristics. Fila, we have the top between May and September, and the seasonality of their business is between September and January. So this will, of course, give us a benefit, a great benefit, in terms of reducing peaks. The company, or generally speaking, the business in which they operate is less seasonal than our business. So this company, I think, in terms of circulating will be easier to manage. It's all over the world, more or less. While we have, for example, the back-to-school problem issue here in their market, there is not such an important time of the year in which purchases are concentrated. Of course, the Christmas season, gifts and presents, that's an important moment for purchase. But this business doesn't have the peaks we have. So I think we will for sure improve the management of our cash. As CapEx DNA of the company, I can imagine, well, what are the capital requirements? Are they high or are they in line? I think they are lower than ours. Lower also because this is a field of activity with dimensional problems, so I think we are going to face periods in which our goal will be to lower the break-even point, but there is production capacity in this sector, so we foresee lower investments than ours in percentage, and we have Mineri production capability, so we can leverage what we have. We're not going to make investments. So, thank you. I will now leave space to other questions and I will maybe come back to you later on. Thank you. Again, press star 1 to reserve your question. Now, Gabriele Berti from IMI Bank. Good morning. I am fine with all the answers we have given so far because the questions have been, I had made a reservation, but thank you for the presentation and, of course, congratulations on the operation. There are no other questions. Well, the operator is correcting herself. We do have some more questions. Now the floor to Giada Cabrino from Banca Atros. Good morning to all of you. I was wondering, in terms of synergies, both Lira and Maimeri are involved. But what about a higher weight, 80% for and 20% between Lira and Maimeri? What is the split? What is the division, let's say, of the synergies at sector level? Good morning to you, and thank you for your question. First of all, synergies, the main synergies, will be probably found in FILA, because as I tried to explain before, I will now give you some numbers. In England, they are brand leaders, and they have important margins in line with FILA. So higher than the margins you see in the statement of account, because of course they have the impact of Walmart business. In England, the impact on FILA will be extremely important, because all their customers are interested in considering FILA, because it will become an important player for them. About 22 million is their turnover in the UK. So Lira and Maimeri, they will both benefit, probably more Lira than Maimeri. Maimeri will benefit more in terms of cost synergies, because they have the same production, identical production as the Daler Rowney, while Lira is the business that they are missing at the moment. So Lira will play an important role in terms of sales. So I would say that it is evident that when you take a company that is overlapped with us, let's say in terms of distribution, and they have the same production characteristics as ours, I believe that synergies will be fundamental, will be especially important in a sector that needs to be aggregated, because if not, it is difficult to understand numbers. So synergies will have a great impact in the next few years. And now the world, Alessandro Cecchini from Equita. Thank you. Just a follow-up. Also, an interesting point that you have mentioned is the fact that this company in the UK, they do make good money with a very high margin. So could you explain the Walmart business? What is the weight? What is the impact? And what is going to be your strategy compared with respect to this part of their business? Thank you, Alessandro, again. Walmart, I would like to explain it. The company, as all companies in this sector, up to 2010, they had dimensional problems and a great business in the UK. They still have a first margin and the profitability and market share that are exactly the same as FILA. So in the UK, I think we have an extraordinary possibility, opportunity to grow for a market that could be, in terms of consumption, could be very similar to Italy in terms of power consumption. Remember, we make 4 million now. The Walmart business must be analyzed in two sides. So the margin is too low. The margin they have with Walmart is too low. For example, FILA, with Walmart, we make good results. We make good profit there. So I think there is, again, a point stand alone. They cannot have a long-term market. But I think there is a great idea of business. It's a complete line of products, art and crafts in the entry-level segment of the market. With Walmart, this aroused a great interest on the market, but it can also have a great impact in many other countries in the world. Why cannot can't they extend this to other countries? The reason is because they have no subsidiaries, they have no distribution facilities, so they cannot give the message out. I really like this line of products, and it is an entry-level line, so we have analyzed the quality. These products are perfectly overlapping with our school products. So the business, the Walmart business, they buy, they do outsourcing, and then they resell to Walmart. This range of products, we will produce it internally. Right now, starting from now, we do not need anybody to tell us how to do it, because in the range, in the Walmart range, it's about $30 million, $20 million on our side, so we are the biggest supplier for Walmart. This is, of course, a positive fact. But in the Walmart range, there are graphite, pencils, pastels, oil, wax, different pencils. So the synergies, the production synergies are quite evident. This is a company that buys also from our competitors. So now we will bring our in-house production. Of course, we will keep the margins they have, their suppliers have at the moment. And then, obviously, this company, right now, again, they have a dimensional problem in the U.S. because they had this great idea, great success for Walmart, but then now they are having problems in the distribution on the American territory. Dixon has grown double digit, and in the customer list, we have noticed that 100% of the customers are the same customers. So I believe that even if we are cautious, I can say that marketing synergies will be very important also in the United States. So talking about synergies again, which are going to be the first steps you will take, which are the first initiatives you're going to take in the group? I think it will be consolidated at the end of March. Yes, there is a list of priorities, quite clear. I have jotted down a list. So, very short term, we will certify our productions with their customers in order to replace their suppliers and bring home, let's say, some productions. This is a point that our operations will make. Usually you have to show the new quality to the customer, of course, and you have to bring home the margin differential. And then there is another priority, which is us, which is to go and talk to the UK customers and start doing a cross-promotion with the Fila assortment. So Fila opened the subsidiary 5 years ago. We said 4 million euro, and we have an EBITDA of about 20% in the UK. So it's a market that is receiving our products, our Fila products, very well. The point, the problems is, we have had access to schools, but retailers, we have had some problems. Now, Dale Rowney are leaders there. So, Obi Craft, for example, it's a customer, 70,000 euros. It's 2.5 million for Dale. So, I think that we will sit around the table and we will become the relevant supplier. And you can understand very well that if Dale Rowney has 2.5 million with his customer, the number that we can make will be about 600,000, 700,000, 800,000 euros, because that's approximately the retailer, distribution retailer in art and craft. So I see no reason why the customer, it's a British customer buying from a British company, and will have an assortment, a production that has been already received very well by English people, English customers. So we will have to have a marketing structure in the British company in order to support and push Fila products. Another important point is that we have two overlapped sales networks in France and in Germany. In these countries, they both Fila and Dale Rowney, they make a similar turnover. Therefore, we will choose the best agents, let's say, in order to cover the territory at the market at best, and then we will have to harmonize the offer. Yes, this is clear. Another step, quite obvious as well, one of the reasons for which we think it is interesting now, it's beautiful to get into this sector now, but it would be even more beautiful in the future. Our targets, they have no power to open subsidiaries. This company, they sell in 70 countries in the world, but they only have a subsidiary in the US, in Germany and France. But you know that we have 27 subsidiaries all over the world. So in all our subsidiaries, there is a Dale Rowney distributor. So unfortunately, from one side, I'm happy because I've seen their budget for 2016, very interesting. But on the other side, I need time because I want to close the relations with distributors. And usually there are contracts, agreements. So usually you take 6 months. So if around, let's say in March, of course, I will need time to meet them all, but in March and April, we will go and terminate the relations. I think for 2017, we will have all FILA subsidiaries in the world that will be able, usually one person, we will be able to bring home some good turnover. In some subsidiaries, turnover is doubled. So sometimes it's a marginal turnover that goes straight to EBITDA. It's all invoiced, usually made with the same customers. So this will be the next step. But in realistic terms, we should be cautious, and we are going to be cautious for 2016 because we need to set up. Of course, you have to allow distributors to end their warehouse stock September and October, a good closing in order not to leave the market without product. So 2017, we have included a great impact, a good impact from these synergies. I suppose this is correct and realistic. Some other basic questions from me. Underlying tax rate of this company, is it similar to you, about 30%, or are there any deferred tax assets, or are there extraordinary costs that you will have to bear for this operation? Tax rate, I think, is lower than the group's. We have both at holding level extraordinary operations. We will have to find a more operating position. We have two structures. So we will have some extraordinary costs at holding and operating company level. What about costs for the operation? Transaction costs, the advisor and the lawyers in line with the market. Of course, we will have maybe some costs for some important person that will have to cut, let's say, especially in the US and the UK, there is some overlapping. You're very well balanced in terms of exposure to Forex and currencies. Can we say the same also for this British company? Or since they have GBP costs, maybe they have more costs than in GBP than turnover. Can you give us some details on the structures of the company you have acquired? According to me, stand alone, they are, well, the pound and dollar, they go together hand in hand. So I think they are outbalanced, let's say, towards the euro because they buy little with euro and they have turnover about 13, 14 million. So I think the situation will be resolved and solved because we will bring home some of their production. So we will reduce their off balance. And Also because I believe that even little kids from preschool will make fila grow. So I think fila costs usually come from Europe or the Indian rupee. So the cost will go in the opposite direction. I think there will be a kind of a balance for the situation. Thank you. Thank you for your answers. There are no questions at the moment. No other questions. So we have been told that there are no other questions. And I suppose an important point I would like to highlight is that 3 years ago, when I talked to my financial partners, they asked me, what is new and what is complementary? I can say that this is a similar, very similar sector. So we practiced for 3 years with Lyra and My Mary. So we met all customers, let's say, and we strongly, strongly believe in this development. Daily Running can be considered as a great platform for the next acquisitions as well. And I think we think this is a sector that will be extremely concentrated in the future because it's much more fragmented than the stationary sector. And I think in a few years, I believe there will be a kind of a merge between the two sectors. It will no longer possible to make a distinction between children and adults because actually there are the same logics underneath. So I think with this strategic address, we are guaranteeing years of future growth also for Fila in a very significant measure in this world scenario. India is actually using the same strategic approach, so they will enlarge their offer to colors for adults, for teenagers. So also India will use our business model. Again, thank you for your attention, and we'll talk soon.